And good morning, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Let me do this last article because it really kind of solidifies what I've just been talking about a past two couple other articles. And it was on cancer. And what they found, there was a study done, and they found that the cancer is largely caused by eating all these processed foods and toxic ingredients. And this is a study that was done at the University of Calgary in Canada. And they wanted to find out why is it that cancer is on the rise. And so they went in and they did a study into the put it into the Alberta Cancer Registry. And what they found was that not only is cancer risk closely connected to one's lifestyle, it can also be changed in your favor rather quickly if you have the data to change your lifestyle. So if you want to know how much a person's lifestyle affects his or her own cancer risk, well, it's just a little over 40%. Now think of that. 40% of your risk factor for cancer is what you're eating. And so it's also your lifestyle. So there are a lot of risk factors. You know, are you smoking? Well, if you do, cut that out. I know it's difficult. One of the ways that you can help cut your risk of smoking cigarettes is just before you smoke, get a lemon and cut off a small wedge of the lemon, put it in your mouth and kind of suck on that lemon, and then smoke your cigarette, because the lemon juice in your mouth will make that tobacco smoke taste terrible. So it's a form of aversion therapy. And if you do that, after a while, you just go, no, no, I don't like the taste. I can't do that. So, you know, that's a way to stop smoking. Another thing to do is maybe get one of those cinnamon sticks, cinnamon toothpicks. We used to get these as kids. Or you can get a piece of actual licorice root, and you can suck on those. But a toothpick is not bad, because you'll see that, especially in the movies. Everybody always has a toothpick in their mouth. But most of the time, smoking is just to have something in your mouth or in your hand. Another thing that's really going to affect you, being overweight, obesity, inadequate physical activity, not eating enough organic fruits and vegetables. That's critical. Also, not eating enough fiber. Excessive red meat, and especially processed meat consumption. Bologna and salami and all of these processed kind of meats. Another one is your vitamin D level is too low. And so, again, you want that vitamin D level as close to 70, 75 as possible. And you can take vitamin D in vitamin D3 in natural little capsules, 5,000 units per capsule. And so that's good. Too much consumption of alcohol. That's another one. Women, if you're taking oral contraceptives or hormonal therapy, that can disrupt a lot of the things in your body. Getting all these different viruses like Epstein-Barr virus or hepatitis B or C viruses or human papilloma viruses. Also getting Helicobacter pylori. Most people don't react to that, but if you're getting a chronic heartburn, then you might have that bacteria checked. It's the one time I say do the two-week antibiotic program, because we can make up for it. It's only 2 weeks, and you kill that bacteria, and you'll probably get rid of that stomach issue. Otherwise, we know that the Helicobacter pylori can cause stomach pollution. Stomach cancer. Also, the next one I was seeing is air pollution, and too much air pollution can cause it. Look at some of these cities. You look in Japan and Korea and India, they're all having to wear face masks because the air quality is so bad. And also when you're working under a lot of artificial lights and UV radiation, and then there's radon and disinfection products, you know, that are people being used everywhere, fungicides and insecticides, these can all affect us. And again, it's these fungicides that are making that Candida aureus really quite deadly. So that's something. So the research conclusions are is that cancer increase is because of a lot of the exposure that we have to all of these chemicals in our lifestyle.